Hi, good morning. I'm Sylvia Lang, and I'm from the University of Florida, as Kunapas said. And I'll be talking about green roofs as an urban stormwater best management practice for water quantity and quality in the subtropics and the mid-Atlantic. So first, I'll give a brief introduction of what green roofs are for those of you who are unfamiliar with them, what my research goals were for my dissertation, and I'll just go over two components in it. Anybody who's interested in the third part, the Florida and Virginia green roof monitoring, two roofs I actually monitored for a couple of years for water quality and quantity, can come see me afterwards. Okay. So green roofs, for those of you who are unfamiliar, have been around for thousands of years since the time of the Hanging Gardens of Babylon in 3500 BC. They can be extensive, as you see in the top right photo, or they can be intensive, as you see in the bottom left, even growing spruce trees. They can be sloped or they could be flat. In my case, I'm looking mainly at extensive green roofs. That's the modern day version of green roofs. And generally speaking, in northern climates, they're often, this is a good schematic diagram of how they're made, often in, let's say, Chicago, Toronto, Germany, Oregon. There's usually a membrane protection layer on top of the waterproof membrane, and often there's a drainage layer, a corrugated plastic layer to hold water and make it available to plants, which is covered with a filter fabric to keep the sediment out of the runoff, the stormwater runoff. And when you're growing sedums, usually there's just 2 to 4 inches. But in the subtropics, we usually need thicker substrate so that there's more soil moisture available for the plant. And that's what I wanted to look into. The benefits of green roofs are quite well known for reduction in energy consumption of the building by keeping it cooler, aesthetics, increasing the lifetime of the roof, and it's known for stormwater retention and detention. But quantities of stormwater retention and detention in the subtropics was lacking when I started, especially concerning the establishment period of a green roof, because usually in a study, people would water it, irrigate it, they would put fertilizers on it, and then they would start their water quantity study to see how much stormwater is retained. And water quality in the literature is contradictory. Sometimes it looked like it helps, sometimes it doesn't, and there wasn't much on total load reduction. So that's what I wanted to focus on here. I wanted to determine an optimal plant growing medium combination for Florida and characterize the effect of green roofs on urban stormwater hydrology and water quality for both Florida and Virginia. That's two extreme on one spectrum. That's the subtropical zone starts in Florida and goes up the coast to about Virginia, and that's where it switches over in the mid-Atlantic, for those of you who aren't from the East Coast. So I'll start with the hydrologic dynamics of green roof plant growing mediums for Central Florida. And what I wanted to do was determine the water retention during the plant establishment period while the plants are still growing and getting established when they're being irrigated frequently, and then measure the water retention out to 6 months on a young green roof. And I use green roof bins, and then characterize the water release characteristics of the plant growing media combinations. So what I did, this was my controlled experiment, and the other portion were the two actual roofs that I monitored. But right now I'm just going to talk about the experiment. I used three commercially made growing mediums. One was called Building Logics, that's manufactured in Virginia. The other is called Hydrotech. It's made in Chicago, and it's been used in lots of green roofs in Chicago and on the East Coast too. And the other is UCS mix called Black and Gold that was used successfully at the University of Central Florida, our rival. And then there were three, but they worked with us. They're very nice also, but that's UCF or US. And then I had three plant groups, perennials, which UCF had used with great success because they grow in beach dune habitats in Florida, and they can withstand drought, high alkaline environments. And they self-seed because they're perennials, and they keep having seeds and they drop off, so they can self-seed. The succulents have been known to work in the cooler temperate climates, and then runners are what I call that can spread laterally, and often they can fix nitrogen as well. And the controls were bare media as well as empty bins, some with filter fabrics. And so I collected the leachate from the bins There are three replicates, by the way. So I collected leachate from the bins each week for 6 weeks, and then every 6 weeks, and that was composite, flowed into a bucket underneath the bins. And then every 6 weeks, I had a 72-hour experiment where I was collecting the runoff and weighing the bins every few hours to get water retention curves to see which plant growing medium combination would uptake the most water and how it would release it so I could get that water release characteristics. The water samples were preserved and analyzed using standard EPA methods. You can see TP, TKN, nitrate. And then I got total nitrogen from that, and I used the statistics you see here. The top row, these are images of the plants that I used. The top row are what I call the perennials. The middle row were the succulents that I used. And then the bottom row are what I call the runners. There's a mix of three species for each grouping that I've explained to you. And then here are the bins side by side. There were 40 bins. They were side by side, and they got rotated throughout the six-week study in the 6 months. And you can see that the water flows underneath passively into the bucket. And then during the irrigation phase, they were all irrigated equally. And, yeah, you can just see that up front there's some of the succulents. And then the third bin, that would be the perennials. And in the background, you can see what a bare media bin looks like, just to get an idea of the setup. So the results, to start with, the overall retention for building logics, this shows the overall retention for each of those six-week periods averaged together. There was a big difference between building logics and the two others, Hydrotech and UCF. And while they had similar porosities, the retention was different. It was 32% for building logics, 47% for Hydrotech, and 52% for UCF. So there's no significant difference between Hydrotech and UCF. So in the discussion, I'll go over why they'd be so different with the similar porosities. And going into it, I thought that all engineered green roof materials, green roof media, would be very similar. Because in the U.S., when it first started, it just followed the German FLL standard. And they have a standard size of you should use expanded shale or expanded slate. So I thought they'd be very, very similar. So I was surprised to find that there's such a great difference in the growing medium. And I thought that the main effect of water retention would be from the plant. But in fact, what I'm showing here is the amount of increase in water retention due solely to the plant type. So for all the growing media, if you're irrespective of the growing media type, the overall retention due to the media would be about 43%. And anything above that was due to the plants. So irrespective of the media type, perennials added about almost 10% more retention, runners about 9%, and succulents only 7%. So the succulents aren't adding more retention. But from a stormwater point of view, what I was interested in is if you could create void spaces in the growing media so that there's more space for storage when a storm comes and have that clear out before the next storm, yet not have the plant die. But let me go on. So this is showing you the results of the lysimeter experiment, where over 72 hours I would keep weighing the bins. I'd weigh them, irrigate it with half an inch of water, and then I would weigh after that and see how the water decreased. So you could see going into the sixth week, this is the result from week six, there was already disparate, the water content between the three. Building logics just had a lower water content. That's the blue line starting at about 20%. And Hydrotech had the highest. It started at 35%. And if I superimpose them, then you can see that the UCF picked up about 4%. Volumetric water content increased to about 4% after getting half an inch of water. And building logics didn't increase as much. And over time, it actually went lower than where it started. And if I make that the water uptake into a bar graph and the water release an hourly rate, then I have a bar graph like this, where you can see that the UCF planted with perennial had about 6% increase in volumetric water content right after irrigation. And then you can see the release rate. It also had the greatest release rate. And you can tell that Hydrotech, at least the perennials and runners, had significantly more than if you're looking at building logics as how the plants perform there. And in Hydrotech, you could notice that the succulents don't really release the water. They take it up, and there's not a lot of re-release. And so why was there such a great difference between the three media that had similar porosities? I'd say it has to do with the pore size distribution and the organic matter content, which you're all familiar with if you work with soil. But the building logics had about 90% in the gravel component, and even the organic matter, it had 1% organic matter, it was in the gravel component. So it wasn't really able to help with water storage. While UCF and Hydrotech were a little bit more evenly graded, and the organic matter occurred in the smaller particle size fractions. And here's the organic matter. So you can see that UCF and Hydrotech, which started with more, 4% and 7%, over time they started to oxidize off the organic matter, and building logics over time upgraded the organic matter. And that BL 4 year is actually the building logics growing medium on the roof in Virginia. So after 4 years, it accumulated organic matter, and the storage was quite good in that roof. I'm going to hurry up. Here's the plant morphology. You can see the difference between the perennials of Coreopsis up top and the fine roots and what it could do for uptake of water. And in a second, I'll talk about nutrients. And below is Dulysium or ice plant, which when you walk around Los Angeles, you'll see a lot of this plant, and it has the bright pink flowers. So the growing medium had a stronger effect than plant effect. It accounted for about 90% of the water retention occurring in the green roof, and the physical characteristics of the growing medium, pore size distribution, organic matter were more important than the absolute porosity. And so in terms of the green roof, the perennials were good for creating void space, but if you didn't have irrigation in place, you just might end up with a dead roof because it keeps evapotranspiring off the water afterwards. So you'd have to balance out the irrigation with the plant, and the succulents survived all seasons, but they didn't contribute much to added water retention, but they did survive everything. And in terms of the nutrient management, I want to look at total load of nitrogen and phosphorus leached during the establishment period as well as the 6 months and determine if there was a concentration-based first flush effect. I'll start with that. So what you can see here in the first two groups of bar graphs, that's Hydrotech. That's about 20 minutes after irrigating and an hour after irrigating. 6 hours afterwards, there was no effluent coming out of Hydrotech. So there is no concentration-based first flush effect. The concentrations are about the same, and you can see that perennials had a positive effect on the total phosphorus. Less total phosphorus was leaching out with bins planted with perennials, and those planted with succulents, the dark red bar, are much higher, and you can see that in building logics. And here, side by side, you could see that building logics in UCF has much lower total phosphorus concentration levels, and that there's no first plus effect for them either, and perennial succulents have more TP coming off of it. And then this is side by side. On top, you can see building logics and UCF, the cumulative TP load, that's the aerial load, after 6 months. And they're on the same scale, 0 to 500. Hydrotech is on a scale of 0 to 4,000, so it's an order of magnitude more. And what I'd like you to notice is that, look at UCF, you'll see that the UCF planted with perennials has the least amount of total phosphorus leached out cumulatively. And in building logics and UCF, the succulents had the most amount of phosphorus leaching out. So the succulent plants will survive on very little nutrients and little water, so that's how they survive, but they don't do much for reducing nutrients in the leachate. In Hydrotech, that's an engineered media, the company that's been around the longest, so they engineer it to have all the plant available nutrients there, the nutrients there for the plant, but most of it's washing out in the first 6 weeks. That's what I'll show you next, and I think I'm going to have to wrap it up in a few seconds. What I want you to see here is the dark color, if you look in Hydrotech, that's what washed down the first 6 weeks. So the main point of the talk is that in the first 6 weeks, most of the nutrients wash out. There's no need to front load your growing medium with a lot of nutrients because it's going to go out into the stormwater runoff. And here in the total nitrogen load, I just wanted to show that by about 18 weeks, irrespective of growing media type, plant type, the nutrient levels in the effluent are about the same. So there's just no need to front load your growing media with a lot of nutrients. And in the previous part, you could see that Hydrotech and UCF were doing about the same with water retention. So if you're having a green roof, you'd have to way having positive water retention with what happens with the nutrients, because building logics didn't really do so great with water retention, but it did quite well with the nutrients. And UCF did very well with having high water retention and low nutrient leaching, and that's, again, has to do with the organic matter in there and how the roots can take up the nutrients in the media.